This is Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York. And take a look upward, because taking to those skies, the likes of Amazon, Alphabet, and Uber, among others. Tech companies like these are firing up fleets of unmanned aircraft in a race to deliver everything from electronics to food. Drones are indeed on their way, but how soon? A look at how different tech companies prepare for the drone delivery skies may offer some clues. Looking into it, but first, these tech headlines. Microsoft gets a big new contract from the Pentagon. It has been picked to build a cloud computing system for the U.S. military. And the Defense Department said late Friday that if the Pentagon exercises all options under the deal, this so-called Jedi contract could be worth up to $10 billion to the company over a 10-year period. The Joint Enterprise Defense Infrastructure Contract, again JEDI for short, gives a considerable boost to Microsoft's ambitions of building up its government cloud business. Amazon was the only other remaining bidder after several other firms were eliminated from contention. As previously reported in the journal, Amazon had a goal of making government contracts a larger portion of the business for its cloud division, known as Amazon Web Services, or AWS. Amazon can file a protest against the outcome, however, didn't immediately say if it plans to. Microsoft shares rose nearly 3% in aftermarket trading. Amazon fell 1%. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg says its decision to pay media outlets who participate in its new service will give a much-needed boost to the publishing industry, adding it provides a model other internet companies should follow. Various major news publishers, from the Washington Post to Fox News to the Wall Street Journal, have signed on to the service, which launched Friday for a limited test audience of 200,000 users in the U.S. It will be rolled out more broadly early next year. The move to pay for news comes as big tech platforms have come under growing regulatory scrutiny. During the trial run, Facebook said it plans to showcase news from local publications in major metro areas like New York, Los Angeles, Chicago, and Boston, among others. The news section will also eventually include news from Facebook's local news service, Today In. For further details on the launch of Facebook's news service, head to WSJ.com. Google has rolled out some new changes that it says will surface more accurate and intelligent responses to its hundreds of millions of queries each day. In a recent media briefing, Google said that through advanced machine learning and mathematical modeling, it has produced better answers for complex search entries that often threw off its current algorithm. Google calls the new sequence of code, named Bidirectional Encoder Representations from Transformers, or BERT, the largest improvements to search in half a decade, saying 1 in 10 queries would elicit better results, meaning essentially that some 350 million daily searches would see changes. Coming up, in some of the most advanced trials to date, and as the race heats up to deliver everything from food to stuff, a look at how some of the top tech companies aim to fire up fleets of new drones. Flying robots that deliver packages to people's doorsteps are apparently no longer science fiction. With mainstream drone delivery looming over the horizon, the biggest tech companies are taking to the skies. The Wall Street Journal's Charlie Turner has more.
Before too long, some of us could start getting packages delivered not by regular means, but by drones. The Wall Street Journal says companies including Amazon, Uber, and Alphabet's Wing are starting the most advanced trials of drone delivery in U.S. history. UPS has also gotten the go-ahead from the FAA to build out a fleet of unmanned aircraft. Let's get more on this from the Wall Street Journal's Sebastian Herrera. Sebastian, where are we in the testing phase with these companies? Have customers already started getting packages delivered by drone on a trial basis?
So some customers have, specifically in Christiansburg, Virginia, where Alphabet's Wing, and Alphabet, of course, being the parent company of Google, their Wing aviation unit has started delivering packages from FedEx and also Walgreens there in Christiansburg. They have a partnership with both. That's the first phase that we're seeing. And Uber says that before the year ends, they will start doing test flights with packages and customers near San Diego State University. Amazon has not said yet where and when exactly it will start its test, but a few months back it said it would start delivering packages within months. So we're expecting an update on that really soon. And then you have UPS that for for right now, their operations are mainly around delivering some hospital supplies between some hospitals. So they're not really reaching customers in the sense that Wing and Uber and Amazon are planning to, but certainly they're doing some noteworthy tests as well.
So it sounds like it's going to be years before this becomes a regular thing.
Definitely. There's still a lot of obstacles and challenges for this to become mainstream, mainly around the regulatory part of it. These companies have been cleared, in many instances to do very limited tests, very specific tests. In some cases, like with Wang, they've been given more clearance to build out their network and certain specifications. But there's just a lot to get through as far as like figuring out, for example, communication between drones, much like if you think of airplanes nowadays, there's a lot of planes that go in the air every day, but that's because there's the certain things like communication between the planes has been, long figured out. And that's the kind of things that are being figured out right now for the drone networks that are being built.
You've written a story in the Wall Street Journal about the different approaches these companies are taking for delivering everything from electronics to food and medicine by drone. Give some examples. First, are the designs of each company's drones different?
They're extremely different, and that's actually the basis of why we were first interested in writing about it, is we just saw how different these companies were approaching drone delivery. So, for example, with Wing, they've built their drone to look kind of like a small airplane, and they said they did that because by building a drone that has a long wing on it, it's able to conserve energy and fly faster, they say. And it's interesting because they've built their drone to lower packages to the ground, so it never actually lands. It just kind of takes off from its hub, picks up the package and drops it off without ever actually landing on the ground. Whereas you have Uber and Amazon that right now their designs do take off from the ground and land on the ground when they're delivering packages. Amazon's is really interesting because they've designed their drone to have this kind of hexagonal wing that surrounds this compartment where the package is going to go inside of to protect it from all kinds of conditions. And then Uber at the moment is using a drone built by another company, but they are building their own drone as well that they're going to reveal, more details on either by the end of this year or beginning of next year. And they're specifically making their drone to have food items in it because their drone delivery network is mainly for their Uber Eats food delivery operation. So with their drone, they're planning on having like some type of thermal, device within the compartment of their future drone for obvious reasons to keep food hot or cold. So it's really interesting the way, these companies have all differently approached it based on the needs that they see for their, not only their deliveries, but their customers.
I'm sure there must be concerns at this point about safety when it comes to drones flying in crowded skies.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, again, there's a lot of concerns about how the drones would communicate with one another when you have a lot of them flying around, especially in urban areas. There's a number of obstacles that drones have to encounter when they're flying, whether it's weather or objects or, birds flying in the sky. And then let alone if they're trying to land or lower some kind of package to the ground, you're talking about wires and humans, that could, toss something at it. You can just imagine the possibilities. And so part of what these companies are really trying to figure out and have figured out some is building that technology within their drones, whether it's just machine learning algorithms, or sensors or making their drones weather, rainproof. It's different things that they're doing to try to get around those obstacles as much as possible so that this can be, actually possible in an urban area one day. Because right now these tests, they're mainly starting out in very kind of suburban areas where there's a lot of open space. It's very specific the way they're testing it. But certainly there's a lot of challenges when you start adding more people, more buildings in an urban environment. But that's what everyone's trying to work towards, having one day.
Wall Street Journal reporter Sebastian Herrera. Thanks a lot, Sebastian.
Thanks for having me.
And that's Tech News Briefing. I'm Charlie Turner for The Wall Street Journal.